We're up to the pasuk of Karev Hashem. Hashem is close. L'chol Karev, to all those that call out to Him. So the Rekech says, "K'maymi pela oizin." The Gaon explains this a little more by Arichus, that there's different ways of measuring how close and how far a person is to somebody. Seeing, ria, a person can see much further away. Talking, a person has to be closer to hear. So we say, the Hashem is Karov, called Karov. The Yishalmi says, this is what the Kech means, says the Gaon Yishalmi, says, Karosh Baruch Hu Karov, Tzadikim, can be Pel HaEizen, like the Yishalmi says in the 9th Parak of Brachas. That Hashem is as close as them, as like literally whispering into the ear, Mi Pel HaEizen, that's how close Hashem is. It's showing us that the closest is a real closeness. It's like a closeness of Mi Pel HaEizen. When people used to come to the Chofetz Chaim and ask them for Brachas, the Chofetz Chaim is to daven for them. The Chofetz Chaim is to say the first thing a person has to know is Hashem is karev to all of Klal Yisrael, all His children, Banim Lamakim. Hashem is very close to all of them, and every person has the ability to daven for themselves because they are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the first step that they should do, is they themselves should daven for themselves. Because a father that has two children doesn't want that one child should ask the other child to daven for him, but he wants that he should ask for himself because he has a close relationship with him himself. So therefore we say, Karev Hashem L'chol Karev, that every person first and foremost has to daven for themselves. Now what does it mean, Karev, that those that call out for him? So Karev is one of the Lashon, the Oinus of Tefillah in the Medrash, when it says that there's 10 Lashonos of Tefillah, one of them is Kriya. What's significant, unique about this Lashon of Kriya that we're talking about, and we say that Karev Hashem, when we choose to talk about the closeness of Hashem, we say the Chol Karev, that is close to those that call out to Him. This Lashon of Tefillah, Kriya, why is this one chosen to be the one that Hashem is close to more than anything else? So Shimshon Pinkus in Shalom B'Tefillah explains what's this Lashon of Tefillah of Kriya. Something very appropriate for this time of year. We say you give a midas of rachmim. We say vayavar Hashem alpano vayikro. And then we say afterwards Hashem Hashem karachmim v'chan me'ach apayim v'arches v'emes lo yitzchezal alof lo yitzchezal alof v'esh alof v'chato v'naker. We say you give a midas of rachmim. We said 13 attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Similarly, we haven't said any tefillah. And now we came to the Gemara tells us on Rosh Hashanah Sheinu Chayz Yisraikim. There's a first cruise of Sheinu Chayz Yisraikim. So the Meshach Chachma learns it means we're mekabel on ourselves to emulate Hashem v'lakt v'dachem v'niz yugum v'midas. But Rashi Shita, the way that Chayim learned it is that he's not being mekabel on himself as anything, he's just being kare in the yugum v'midas. Why is it that there's a brisk krusa? What is this grace? It's feel all he did is kriya. So Shemeshah Pinkus explains that's good what kriya is. Kriya is not the tefillah, but just calling out to Hashem when somebody calls out to somebody else. They call their name. We call out the name of Hashem. And he explains this, that there's a person that's being attacked in a dark alley at night by a bunch of thieves, and he sees police from far away. He calls them police, police, because it's an acknowledgement of that they're the police, how the ones that are able to save him in this situation, is articulating it, and he's saying that you are the police and I need your help. It's like somebody says that goes over to a doctor and he calls him, doctor, please help me. He realizes that he's sick and he needs the doctor's help. So then he calls out with the title doctor because that describes what's able to help him. So to when a person is stuck in this world, either in Ruchnius or in Gashmius, you're going to be this because of his Averis. He realizes the dire precedent he's in because of his Averis. And his Averis that could cause him a destruction in this world and next. Or because of things that he needs in this world, the gashmis, that he's in a bad situation and he needs something. So a person realizes the situation that he's in and he calls out to Hashem. That itself, articulating the realization that he's in a tzara, he needs help, and Hashem is the one that's able to help him. That itself is what we call kriya, without even a tefillah of afterwards. Now Shimshon Pinkus brings over there a fascinating medrash, which is a Yalkut Shemayni, in Melachim Beis, that talks about Menashe Melech Yisrael. That the Medrash says over there that when they captured Menashe, they put him in a big pot and they put him inside of it and they started lighting underneath him. They were going to boil him alive. And he saw what type of situation he is, how dire it is. He didn't leave it Avodah Zarah, that he didn't start calling out to him. Psalm upon Isis Shizbi. This Avodah Zarah, come help me. And he went through them one after another. The Kimish Shayhela come, it didn't help him anything. Omar, he said, Zachor, I remember Shayavi Makri Apasak Hazet. My father, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, the great Tzadik, used to read this Pasak with Tzadik, it's Uncha Kaladvar, Mehila Vashavta Hashem Lekecho. So says Menashe, I need Kair Oiks, I'm going to call out to Hashem. Im Yad and Mutav, if he's the answer, good Vim Lav, call Api Yashavin. Everything's equal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Avodah Zarah, Chatz B'Shalom. And the Malachim Avin is Visayisim is Tshuva from this. So Shem Shabingas asks, what type of Taina is this, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't answer him, that he's equal to all the other Avodah Zarahs, and he's equal to everything. So he explains that Menashe was saying is, that if Hashem won't have Rachmim on him, that means there's a gvul to the Rachmim of Hashem. And that's equal to the Avodah Zarah, that everything has a gvul, nothing's limitless. But if Hashem's taka, not bound by limitations, then he should have Rachmanis even on me. Moshem Shempinka says, that's why it says over here, Kara, because all he did was call out to Hashem with the realization that Hashem is the one that's able to help him, just like he called out to every Avodah Zarah by their name. And calling out to them by their name, that itself obligates that Hashem should answer them. Now, where do we find this musik? Where does it come from? Shuri told us to be on this medrash, and he told us what's happening by the Yogimu Midas, the Veikra B'Shem Hashem, what we're doing, what we're calling out to. But how do we know such a thing? Where does such a thing come from? I think the answer to this lies in this pasuk of Karav Hashem L'chol Karav. That's exactly what this pasuk is saying. Whoever calls out to Hashem with the realization of that he's in a desperate situation, without Hashem's help, it's bleak. Hashem, with the Yugim Midas of Rachim, which say the different attributes of Hashem, this is what's able to save him from his situation, from his tzaras. That brings to the person the Yeshua that he needs, with the condition of the save of the pasuk, l'chol to all Ashikru v'emes, that call out to Hashem in emes. Now, before we explain what this emes is, the Medrash says, Karav Hashem lakol, Karav Hashem is close to all his Karav. Yochel lakol, you think to everybody, Tamalayim lakol Hashayikru v'emes, to all those that call out to Hashem in emes. That only those that call out to Hashem in emes, Hashem is close to. Now, what is this emes? So, Mepharshim explained four things. Different Mepharshim explained different things. Rav Avigdor Miller puts it down, all four of them, and they all work hand in hand with each other. Says Rav Avigdor Miller, number one, a person has to want what he's asking for. He has to really want it. A person can't ask to be a Talmud Chacham, Hashem should give him knowledge of Torah, and he should come a Talmud Chacham, and he should bow to the ways to him in front of the Gemara, and he shouldn't open up a Gemara when he has a free chance, or even when he has it. He's not, ever since he's not putting his focus on it, but he's busy focusing on everything else, and he's not putting his karechas into learning. A person can't ask Hashem for parnas and daven for parnas and expect to get it. If when a person goes to work, he doesn't do his job properly because he doesn't put his effort into it, and it's because the boss fires him. If a person asks Hashem for health, and then he does everything not healthy, and he has high cholesterol, and he eats meat, or he lives a not healthy lifestyle, and he doesn't follow the doctor's orders, and then on top of that say, oh, I'm going to ask Hashem for health. Because that's not called Kair B'Emes, because if a person really wanted it, he would put it in his own efforts to making it work. Number two, the Mepharshim say a person has to realize that it's only Hashem that can help him. Because if Hashem wants him to achieve it, to attain it, whatever he wants, he'll get it, if not, not. And he has to realize that he's truly dependent on Hashem. Number three, the Sassamis used to say, what's Emes? Emes is the Shviras Hamidus. What the Mepharshim explained this to mean, Rav Avigdor Miller explains this is, that a person has to be, if a person wants a favor from somebody else, so you ask your friends for a favor, somebody you're in good relationships with, somebody you're good with, then you ask them for a favor. You don't ask your enemies for a favor. So we don't want to chas v'shalom be in the bad light by Hashem, but we want to be in the good grace of Hashem. So either we have to be tzaddikim beforehand and merit it, or as Rav Sham Shafal Hirsch says, as long as the chal shikru v'emes, the Yavid says, will continually call Hashem v'emes, Menashe did a tshuva shleima, and he was willing from then on to be good, that will suffice, that Hashem will answer us, even though we weren't good in the past. But as long as it's a kru v'emes, There'll be a future kriya. That's why it changed, says the Ayavitz, from Lashon Abar to Lashon Asid. Because she can move emes. If we'll call Hashem even from now on, says Rav Shamshal Hirsch, the person will do tshuva like Menashe, who was good at for the next Chompei Shana. As the Gemara counts, it's the year that Klai Yisrael were good in those Chompei Shana. Chompei Shana also Menashe tshuva. Then Hashem will answer them. And the Yavit says that's the answer why some people's tefillos are answered and some people aren't. Because Hashem only answers be'emes those that Hashem will give them an answer to their request, that the answer will be good for them. Those that Hashem knows that they'll be covered be'emes, but not those that will use it against Hashem. But it has to be that a person comes closer to Hashem through it. And either he had a good relation beforehand, or at least he's mekabel himself to have a good relation with Hashem afterwards, that he'll be kerut Hashem, will call out to Hashem in the future. And the fourth thing is that it can't be svasov should be medaber v'libe balima, and his heart's not with him, that he's not mechavim when he davens to Hashem, but his heart has to be there with him in his tefillah, and he has to be mechavim in his tefillah to the words that he's saying and after saying them. These are the four things that go into Shikru v'emes, the emes. The alshech, and the Sasamis brings the same, the Chidush Arim, a similar concept, say something that's a little bit of an achama for us, as our tefillos are not always be'emes, we don't always reach these four levels of emes. But they both say that the pasuk says, Karv Hashem l'chol karnov, it doesn't say, Rak le'elu shekarm le'y be'emes. But l'cho ha'sheikru be'emes. What's the pasuk telling us? It seems like it's not a meat on everything that we said beforehand. So explains the alshech and the Chidush Arim that together with the tefillos of those that carry Hashem be'emes, everybody else's tefillos go up with it. Our tefillos maybe are not powerful on their own, when they're not be'emes, they're not strong enough and they're not powerful enough to reach Hashem. But they have the ability to go up to Shemayim together with the tefillos of Grace and Tzadikim, of the people that mean it be'emes. And through that, through the Chol HaShekru be'emes, there's a kurva even to those that are not carrying Hashem be'emes. That we zoicha that our tefillos are come close to Hashem through bring brought up together with their tefillos. Now we said over from the Yavitz and the Rav Shamshal Hirsch why it says Yikru'uhu. The Achronim bring up chat. A few Achronim say it. Sorry from others. The Yavitz brings up Hashem Da'ari. The Shalah says that, the Shalah says that the Yavitz brings up Hashem Da'arizal also. Then I say, Karav Hashem l'chol karav, Hashem is close to all those that call out to Him. Those people need kriya. But l'chol ha'sheikru v'emes, those that call to Hashem v'emes, Hashem's with them even before they call out to Him. Because there's a midah of term ekra v'aniyana. Something that happens to Hashem, Hashem knows that this person's karav to Hashem in the asid, that Hashem answers them even now, even before they call out to Him. The next pasuk we say, Ritzoyim Yireh v'yasa, Hashem does the will of His those that fear Him. Veshavosam, and their tefillas, they're crying out, Yishma v'yashiyim, He hears and He saves them. So Ritzoyim Yireh v'yasa is that the Yireh of those that fear Hashem don't even have to daven. As the Rekech Veshavosam is in their hearts, I think that's the Chiddush of Yishma. That Hashem hears it even though it's not articulated, it's not spoken. Vayal Shavasim Elikim went up even though it wasn't spoken. Shavasim Yishma Hashem hears the Shaiva, what's not possible for humans to hear, the Yeshiyim, and He saves them. Tzchem Sofer said, and Chaim said on a similar extent, on a similar note, that we say, Utsayn Yer V'yatsa, and it seems we repeat, Vayashavasim Yishma V'yashiyim. So they say basically, the Gemara tells us in Tainus that a Tana asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem wanted for Parnas, and Hashem gave him down a leg of gold min Shemayim. Then his wife saw a dream, and she saw that Lasalavi, their Shulchan, was missing a leg. And she asked her husband what it was, and he told her this is the leg from their Shulchan. In Lasalavi, it's going to be missing a leg because they received it in this world. So the Gemara says that Hashem took it back from him. He gave it back, and Hashem took it back from him. The Chazal tell us, the Gemara says that the second nace was bigger than the first nace. Because in Shemayim they usually give it, they don't take back. So says the Sam Sofer, that if there only be a midah of Ritzon Yireh V'yaseh, the Yireh could want something that not necessarily will be good for them. And they might get it. And then afterwards comes along Hashem Veshavot and Yishma. Hashem will hear their Shaiva, that they'll realize they davened to Hashem that they want to give it back, like the golden leg that he gave back. The Yeshiyim, it'll save them from the situation that they caused themselves by getting something that wasn't good for them. And Hashem will save them from that, even though it came about only through their wanting. But says the Chacham Sofer, it's more than that. Without the second step, then we wouldn't have the Tzon Yerev either, because it would be for their detriment. That if they would, Hashem would give the Yerev something that wasn't really good for them, and there would be no way, system, mahalak of giving it back, that it would be for their bad, that Hashem's oyser would sign them. But Hashem is, Veshavotim Yishma, Hashem hears the Shaiv of Yeshiyim, and He saves them from having something that's not good for them, and therefore, it's not a problem. Now the Siach Yitzchak brings that the pshat leads to psukim is, he brings it b'shem the Zayar, that the Zayar says that Karov Hashem Achol Karov, Hashem hears all those that call out from Him. But not necessarily does Hashem give it. Dafka b'tzen Yireyav Yaseh, even though everybody called out to Him, only the Yireyav Hashem does their Ratzin. And the Zayar explains it with a marshal that there was a king that took a walk with some of his servants, and somebody screamed out to the king, and he said, "Help me, king, help me." And Hashem didn't answer him. So one of the servants of the king said, "How come you're not answering him? He's calling out to you, this poor man. He's asking you for help. Why don't you listen to him?" So the king says, "You think I didn't listen to him? I heard every word he says. But he did bad to me. Yesterday we set up a parade. You remember last week there was a parade to celebrate the national holiday. And we put up murals, beautiful murals were painted, and they put up flowers, and they put up a royal stage for the king, and the night before was defaced. Well, I did an investigation, and I found out he was behind it, and he did it. Is he deserving that I should answer him? He's chayiv to me, and it's not befitting to do his rotzin. I warned him," says the king, "and he's done this multiple times, and I warned him many times not to steal and not to damage the real property, and he constantly does it. So too Hashem tells us to do mitzvahs, and He warns us to keep the Torah. We don't always keep it. So He hears our tefillahs, but He doesn't always do our ratzin. Dafki the array of Hashem does their ratzin." Hasidim say, "Ritzayn Yireyav Yaseh," that Hashem makes the will of the Yireyav. There are two pshatim I saw in this. The first one actually is the Yair's Drash says that sometimes there's different Yireyav that want different things, and it's a steer of Hashem has to do the Ratzin of the Yireyav. It can't combine. It can't work out because there's different Yireyav that want different things. And now we say, Ritzayn Yireyav Yaseh, Hashem makes the Ratzin of the Yireyav that they should be equal, and therefore Hashem could do make their will. Shimon Schwab has a different pshat. He says that the Mishnah and Novice tells us, Batel Ritzoinchem Bnei Ritzoinchem, be Mavatel your Ratzin before his Ratzin. Bnei Sheyase Ritzoinchem Kertoinchem, that Hashem should make your Ratzin like his Ratzin. And he explains this, that a person has to be Mavatel his Ratzin. A person has a Ratzin not to do something. A person wants to do something instead of learning, instead of doing Torah, instead of doing mitzvahs. A person might have his own negias and something. We tell a person, Mavatel your Ratzin, Bnei the Ratzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why Kadesh Shanasa Ritzayin Hashem should make your will Kiritzainoi? That if a person is Mavatal is Ratzin to the Ratzin Abayre, then Hashem says, such a person I'm going to make his wantings like the Ratzin Abayre. He shouldn't have to have these fights anymore than he has a Ratzin different than the Ratzin Abayre. And it's Mavatal is Ratzin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Hashem makes it Ritzayin Kiritzainoi. Hashem makes it, and from then on, this person's wantings come like the wantings of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It comes like the Ratzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that this person wants to do what's good. And he doesn't have to have the struggle anymore of wanting something that's not good, and Hashem should have to make it good. So the Semistic says, on a similar note to the Rat Sangri of Yasa, Hashem makes the Ratzin in the Yireyav, but with a different pshat, that if a person is a Yor Shemayim, so he should be a very serious person. He should have no pleasure in life, he should be sad. He should be very uptight. He shouldn't be able to walk around life freely, because he's in such fear over the Shemayim. That's what logically should be. But we see many tzaddikim that are Yor Shemayim that are not like that. So it says that Hashem sets this pasuk with so near of Yaseh. Hashem makes the Ratzin of the Yireyav. Ratzin means the goodwill, the life, living life. Hashem makes that for them. The Deri Reyov. So Hashem makes them Mali Simcha V'Ratzon. Because the pasuk says, "Emach so they're not missing anything." Anybody see Hashem? It doesn't just mean the physical things, things that we could touch, but it means even in the rotzen to live, to enjoy life, so to speak, the happiness of life is not missing from them either. And that's what it means. If a person does his chelik and he comes to Yar Shemayim, Hashem will give him the happiness of a life. It won't be a stira to his being a Yar Shemayim and to be able to live a life, a pleasant life.